ladder to bring passengers to safety.
At this time, we have two confirmed fatalities, both adults, and several serious injuries.
The injured, including several students in critical condition, were brought to six area hospitals.
CBS News correspondent Michael George. The union representing entertainment industry writers is planning to hold talks for a third straight day Friday with major industry producers. Writers have been striking since May. Actors are also on strike against many of the same TV and movie productions. Meantime, about the auto worker strike against the Big Three, the UAW now plans a mid-morning announcement that is expected to include new strike targets in addition to the three plants now already closed by strike.
Cornell University labor professor Art Wheaton says a second round could be based on how the UAW views the car makers' offers.
You treat me nice, we won't escalate. You give me bad offers, then we're going to cause more plants to go out.
Biggest harm to car makers, big pickup plants and parts plants.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert. With the prospect of a partial federal government operation shut down at the end of the month, one House of Congress having a really hard time getting its act together.
What collapsed on the House floor is something that is so fundamentally easy for Congress traditionally that it's an ominous sign moving forward. It wasn't just a procedural vote. It was a procedural vote to move forward and fund the military. Funding the military is something that is popular and necessary in every district in America. It's the easy stuff.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane. Uh-oh, something seems to be on the mattress and growing. That is not a good sign.
Hundreds of consumers say that mold started growing on their mattresses. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the mattresses only sold at Costco stores and on Costco.com under the Novaform brand name between January and June of this year could have been exposed to water during manufacturing.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. And on a combined Consumer and Health Watch, a new study finds ultra-processed food and drinks might affect women's mental health. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The foods include artificially sweetened prepackaged soups, frozen pizza, hot dogs, sweets like store-bought cookies and cakes, and drinks such as diet soda. The study shows consuming 9 portions or more a day was associated with a higher risk of depression compared to those consuming 4 portions or less.
Police in Albuquerque say 2 people have now been arrested in connection with that drive-by shooting outside a baseball stadium that killed an 11-year-old boy and prompted New Mexico's governor to issue a controversial gun ban. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or 2 savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Nelsons, it's cruising around their Montana ranch on a John Deere Gator XUV 835R. With 3,000 acres, there's plenty of work to do.
We're not afraid to jump in and help each other out.
That's how they've kept their ranch going for 5 generations.
It's all about efficiency.
Like teaching visitors to fly fish.
The whole joy with fly fishing is matching the hatch.
Run with us on a Gator XUV 835R and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 56. Overnight, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the east, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 78. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 58. Partly cloudy skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. And so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, here's your host, Kristen Bry.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the last Thursday. Only 2 days left until, only two shows left until I bid adieu for a little while. I'm feeling a little anxious about it.
Well, being totally honest. I think that's would be normal.
Yeah, I keep having labor dreams, so that's weird.
What is what does a labor dream encompass?
That I dream about being in labor. It's pretty straightforward.
Even I got that one, Jen.
Well, no.
I didn't know. I mean, is it like, well, does that include delivery? You know, does it include?
Yeah. Well, this one, I ended up having to, after hours and hours of pushing, ended up having to get a C-section, which has happened to plenty of my friends.
Of course.
So that was last night's. I also wake up in the middle of the night, like, think it's just the, we've reached the, I've heard so many stories about delivery, about the first 6 to 8 weeks with breastfeeding, with all this stuff. And so now my, since we're so close, my imagination and my subconscious is like running all of the scenarios through my head.
I believe it.
And waking me up at night. So that's how I'm doing this morning. Jane Mettner, how are you doing this morning?
I am not having labor dreams.
Have you ever had a labor dream?
I have never had a labor dream. No. I'm good. I'm good. I am also a little anxious because I'm taking over for you on Monday.
I know.
And we had a little chat with management yesterday and just wanted to see, you know, what my plan is and who's going to be joining me and if there's anything I needed. And I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How did they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason. I know, shocking.
Which is funny that you asked for a fruit plate, because isn't that one of your historic, most called in segments ever? Is
the orange.
You not eating the fruit that you bring to work?
Yes. This is the orange story. Exactly.
And so, all right, well, I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time.
That's true. I have Greg Buck.
And you have Greg Buck.
Yes.
Greg Buck, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling quite well today, actually. I got a call from management this morning saying if I would be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. I don't know what that's about, but I'm interested.
Are you?
I am. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
I like that we keep referring to them as management like they do in The Office. It's like, corporate? You know, we got to talk to corporate?
like you always refer to the mayor on Parks and Rec, and you never knew who the mayor was until the last episode. Like, oh, it was Bill Murray. All right, cool.
Who would our... Like, the surprise is not there because Sage has been on this show and he's been on multiple shows. But if, like, who would be? Danny DeVito.
Oh, Danny DeVito. I love radio.
Oh, all right. Well, to no one's surprise, in Wisconsin news yesterday, in less than a minute, the GOP lawmakers took zero action on Governor Evers' child care workforce development proposals. And no one is surprised. We talked about this with CJ Safer yesterday, far as we all kind of just expected this. And this is the ongoing, when Governor Evers calls a special session, they gavel in and out. When they being Republicans, including one that we're going to talk about today, have a new proposal, often Governor Evers is, I'm absolutely going to veto that. And round and round and
we
round
go.
We go.
Yeah.
But just to bring you up to speed, it was, I think, Greg, you said this yesterday, Baker's Dozen?
Correct, 13th time.
13th time they have gaveled in and gaveled out after being called to a special session. And yesterday, just as a reminder, it was ordered back in August by Governor Evers to consider childcare and a paid leave program and more money to the UW system and other workforce development programs. And so my question this morning is, what do you think? We talk about this all the time.
Yes.
We talk about nursing. We talk about long-term care. I mean, there was another WPR article this morning saying they're looking to virtually train 10,000 new caregivers amid job shortages because we're 20,000 caregivers short of where we need to be.
That's not good.
We're short on teachers. We're short. There's engineers. Like, there is so many. And these are also things that take degrees. These are not out of high school. These are not just, there's some trade jobs, obviously, in trade industries, but there's also jobs that, like, you need advanced training. And so my question, 844-967-2789, is what do you think will bolster the workforce?
What do we need? What's it going to take?
What do we need? Is it, because obviously on the Democratic side, there is thoughts about paid leave. There's thoughts about childcare. There's thoughts about actual investment into our UW system. And at least for me, when I hear what the GOP thinks, is tax cuts. And I think that's even what Devin LeMahieu, Senate Majority Leader, said yesterday, is like what they're going to work on is comprehensive tax cuts that make Wisconsin a more appealing place to live. And like, for me personally, that does not, like, I have never chosen, as someone who's lived in the two states with the highest taxes.
Right.
And when I moved to Wisconsin, it was like a reprieve. I was like, oh, this is all yeah. I have to pay.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that we're not high. We are. I mean, if you look at the states,
right,
our tax burden is higher in the top, certainly in the top half, maybe even the top 10 to 15.
I think that's, that sounds reasonable.
But to me, that doesn't move the needle as far as where I would want to live. And so it's hard for me to see the numbers beyond Texas and Florida when those are places that Texas has a lot of jobs, has better weather, and there are other factors in that of why people are moving there.
Yes.
Beyond just zero income tax. So we'd love to hear from you as far as what do you think, if we could pick one program to bolster our workforce, what do you think we should invest in? 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Jane, what do you think?
Well, I think that is the Republicans' answer to everything.
It's tax cuts?
It's tax cuts. It is. That's why I just don't see any other policies other than, well, that needs a tax cut. What's broken over there? Oh, we give them a tax cut. That'll fix it. It's the answer for everything. And while I agree with you that the tax burden in Wisconsin is high, that is
comparatively,
that isn't the answer to encouraging young families to move here.
Well, and especially, I mean, when we talk about the tax brackets, it's still that third highest tax bracket that's between $36,000 and $400,000. Like,
that seems like a large bracket.
Maybe we should split that up.
Mm.
Maybe we should.
I think they're, yes.
Like, under $100,000 and over $100,000.
Yeah.
Like, even that simplistic seems a little bit better than, that is a big range.
That is a huge range.
And it's very, living off of $60,000 is very different than living off of $350,000.
At least that's what we've heard.
Been told. Yeah. I would not know. I've not made $350,000 ever in my life.
I'm right there.
Even with that tech money, I wasn't making $350,000.
I've walked by a bank. That's about close as I've gotten to $350,000. The other thing the Republicans do besides tax cuts, though, is they always think loosening the restrictions, deregulating. They're always like, if we just deregulate things, then yes, that's also not a thing that's going to attract people.
All right. We have someone who wants to tell us. I'm asking the question again. So CJ from Stoughton, what if you have to pick one program to bolster the workforce? What is it?
Hang on one sec. Sorry, I got them Bluetooth.
Caught on your back foot?
A little bit. I'm a little shocked that you even you took my call, and I do.
We're taking your call, but you got to answer the question.
Okay, can I ask you a question then?
No, you got to answer my question. You at least have to answer my question first. Yes.
After I answer?
If it's not a totally different topic.
All right. Well, the mere fact that you claim that the Republicans want to cut Social Security.
CJ, we never said that. We were talking about state Republicans, and we're talking about cutting taxes in our state. We're not talking about federal Congress. We're not talking about Social Security at all.
Well, I think it all leads to that.
Okay, so are you going to answer my question, CJ?
State taxes? Pardon me?
Are you going to ask, what would actually bolster our workforce?
That's the question, CJ.
Well, it does. When you cut taxes, it increases revenue.
So that's your answer. So you think cutting taxes... So that's fine. That's your answer. You think that by cutting taxes, we will bolster the workforce. That's great.
It draws businesses, and cutting taxes and reducing the cost and consolidating government. You talk about reducing restrictions. Sometimes, yes, I think that is something that needs to be addressed, you know, as far as regulations go for businesses and things. But you don't realize how many single small LLCs. I'm sure Devil's Radio is an
Civic
LLC.
Media Radio.
And I'm sure they used every bit of the Trump tax cuts and Wisconsin's tax cuts.
I don't think we were existent. Civic Media Radio wasn't around during the original tax Trump cuts. Not established yet.
Yeah, they used the tax cuts that were implemented, though. I guarantee it. And if you ask your business owner, they would. It creates, just like when Ronald Reagan, that's why he's the greatest conservative president ever. He brought revenues back. He reduced the marginal tax rates by exponential amounts, but it ended up creating more revenue. And unfortunately, Tip O'Neill and the Democrats were more than willing to spend more than that. But the mere fact that it does create revenue.
All right, there we go. So that's CJ's answer. CJ thinks that by cutting taxes, that is the best way to bolster our workforce and get people in the state and cover some of these shortages across industries. What do you think? 844-967-2789. What do you think that the best thing that we can do to get people in nursing, get people in child care, get people in teaching? All these different industries that we're saying that we need more folks. Is it tax cuts? Is it better pipelines through the UW system? Let us know what policy you think actually would move the needle. 844-967-2789. So we're going to keep talking about that on the other side of the break. But we also, there's a new bill. There's new Republican bills talking about tax exemptions for unborn children. And other measures to promote adoption and reduce abortions, as they yesterday wanted nothing to do with funding childcare.
No.
But there's other ideas they have of how you can take care of your children. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break, too. But still want to hear from you on whether or not you think that tax cuts bolsters the workforce or other ideas that you might have. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach on the board, and it is my second to last show before I have to go have a baby. And so we're having fun today, having fun tomorrow. A little preview for tomorrow. My husband is going to be here for the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And we're going to take your solicited. We're asking for your advice. As first-time parents, we are asking for you to call in and give us your best advice, or what was the best advice you got when you had kids.
And alternately, don't do this.
Yeah. My cousin stopped by yesterday, and she gave me a little care package and gifts. And one of the things, this is a piece of advice I had not gotten yet, is put the cardboard books in their crib, like, way earlier than you'd think.
Oh, really?
So with both of her boys, she, like, by the time they were, like, 4 or 5 months, because when they wake up from their nap, they touch the books. They, even though they obviously are not reading, but they just, like,
interact
with books from, like, as early as possible when they're not swaddled. And I was like, no one has given me that piece of advice yet.
That's
and
a
I will
great
absolutely
idea.
Do that one.
Yeah.
So thank you, Cousin Beth. But yeah, so that will be tomorrow at 11. We would love to engage with you and hear your advice as I've shared, you know, basically 6 out of the months. I think I was in my second trimester when we announced on the show. So for the last 6 months, I've been sharing a lot of my pregnancy journey with you. So here's your opportunity to let me know what I should do next.
Good luck.
So that's coming up tomorrow. But coming up later today, we have a public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lierley. And also Paul Noonan will be here to give us his update with the Brewers, the Packers, the Badgers. Because we didn't really talk about the Packers kind of sad last minute loss on Monday. So we'll have to debrief it a little bit today. But and then at 10:50 at the end of this hour, we're giving $100 away again. Thanks to Auto Glass Giveaway. So listen to the sound of glass breaking. That will be your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. So coming back to the topic at hand, we are talking about the gavel in, gavel out from yesterday, which was expected. And there's nothing very new or revolutionary to say about it, I guess.
They're really good at it.
Well, it depends how you define good, because it actually was 40 seconds.
Well, I know. So that just implies to me that there was more thoughtfulness behind the gavel in, gavel out.
Well, and then also, I think I saw Jesse Apoyan tweet that they didn't technically gavel out. So the session is still open.
How does that work?
I don't know exactly how it works, but she corrected a tweet. She said, correction, they technically did not gavel out. And so the session is still open. And I don't know if that's just semantics, but for whatever, it was worth enough that she felt like she had to correct herself.
Wow.
This is Jesse Apoyan, who now writes, is a Capitol reporter for Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But it was about 40 seconds, which I was thinking back to my attempt to stay on a mechanical bull. I don't think I could do 40 seconds on a mechanical bull. So they would have definitely beat me this time. But in a statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu said lawmakers in the GOP held body would consider Evers' bill under the normal legislative process, including being referred to a committee. Will it die in committee? Maybe.
But of course.
They didn't say we're absolutely not doing this. It said we're going to do this in the normal process.
Okay.
And so, you know, this was under the umbrella of talking about workforce development, whether we're talking about paid leave, we're talking about childcare, talking about UW systems and workforce development programs. And so with that, just wondering what you think would actually move the needle. What would you like to see when it comes to the shortages that we're feeling, whether we're talking about long-term care and the crisis that they're going through because there's not enough staff, whether we're talking about teachers, there's so many different industries that we talk about that need people. And so 844-967-2789. But we did have a follow-up to CJ's thought that it's taxes.
Yep. From our boss, Sage.
Oh!
It's not 1980. Lowering taxes can raise revenue only when taxes are very high. They are at historically low levels today. And we're going to jump right to the phone and talk to Beverly is on the line. What would you like to see happen, Beverly?
Oh, well, great for Sage, and CJ's got it backwards. But there is just one thing that could bolster our workforce, unquestionably.
Okay.
Increase taxes on the rich. Do that, and now you've got money for childcare, you've got money for paid family leave, you've got money for workforce development, you've got money for our schools, you got money for our counties. It's a simple answer.
And so do you, because you just feel like it then, it goes to programming. So it comes back to programming and opportunity to have childcare funded, schools funded, and just getting people in the workforce who want to be working.
Absolutely. You've got to give the workers a chance.
Do you think?
And history has told us when you give the workers a chance and you give them a fair playing field, the economy will go crazy.
Do you think that does enough to
better? As long as we keep in-
I was going to say, do you think that does enough? Because it also, like, we need more people. And so do you think that alone does enough to attract people to move here?
I'm not convinced we need more people. I'm convinced, I think that if we start encouraging the workforce, those workers will be generated. I don't have the statistics, but I know that there are shortages, but I know there's all kinds of people out there that would like to work if they could get a living wage.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for the call, Beverly.
The education that they need.
Absolutely. We're coming up against a break, so we got to let you go. But thank you for your call, as always. We'll keep talking about this, but also, actually, we're going to move on because I want to talk about the other bipartisan bill that got reintroduced, Final Five voting. Do you think it's confusing? I don't, and I'll tell you why. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 56, overnight under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again, tomorrow slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level aloft around 78. Slight chance for scattered showers, tomorrow night lows level aloft around 58, partly cloudy skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 63.
As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinair, and we got Greg Bach on the board. Jane, what's coming up later today?
If you are a Brewers fan, you can listen to the game live today. Brewers at Cardinals. The game is at 12:15. You can listen live at WRJN, WRCE, and WISS in Oshkosh.
Absolutely. Brewers, how are we doing right now, Greg? Give us an update.
We're doing great. We're about six and a half, seven games ahead. We crushed them last night. It was really, really fun to witness on my phone.
On your phone?
On my phone. Nice. Watching updates because I won't pay for Bally's.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Well, let's wrap up with one more text on our topic at the beginning of the hour of workforce development. What actually will move the needle? What do you think? And we have John from the Falls.
John from the Falls checking in. Good morning, everyone. Personally, I would try to strengthen the childcare sector and make it more affordable so that more people can actually accept jobs outside of the home. If CJ really believes tax cuts will help bring more people to the state to work, let's give it a try. Remove all state taxes on the first $40,000 that every person in the state earns and see what happens.
See what happens. I don't know.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
But that technically would be a tax cut for everyone.
It would, yes.
Instead of $40,000.
Instead of just the really, 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 really rich people.
Well, technically before it was a tax cut for everyone, it was just a very small percentage.
Yeah. To the non-rich people.
Yes. So I wanted to move on because I don't think we can talk about this enough as far as when we try to talk about small D democratic solutions to bipartisanship, to mitigating how polarized we are and how we are in this place where so often we're talking about holding our nose and voting for the person we like the least.
The
least worst person.
Yes.
So I woke up this morning after my labor dream and it was like 5:45. And I did the thing that you shouldn't do, which is check your phone immediately and start scrolling. And who else did I see but Mr. Jay Weber from Right Wing Talk Radio. And I got this breaking news from him. And he said, ranked choice voting is awful. It's an awful, confusing mess that voters don't really understand and delays results for days. So much is done behind the scenes that it leaves openings for fraud. It's an effing awful idea, and other lawmakers should snuff this out quickly. And this is in response to an article yesterday, or news yesterday, that a bipartisan bill has a renewed effort to introduce ranked choice voting in congressional elections. And we've talked about Final Five voting on this program before. This is a bipartisan bill that's been introduced now, I think, multiple times. And as of yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers in Madison did revive that effort. And this is specifically with congressional primaries, or federal primaries. So for Congress and for Senate, which we would have one for next year.
Okay.
I don't know if this would actually get passed by next year.
Seems unlikely.
But I am a fan. So I am not on Jay Weber's side of this, shockingly.
What?
And I would love to hear from you. I have a little bit of a game of how I would like to explain Final Five voting using Wisconsin's favorite foods.
That's a great idea.
But I would also think, do you think it's confusing? Is Final Five voting in the way that what you know about it, is it confusing? Is it too confusing for us to
grasp?
Even think that we could ever consider this as a different model? Because, you know, the model we're doing right now just works so well, and where everyone's so happy with the results that we're getting.
Oh, yes.
But give us a text. I think I have a lot to get through, so I'm not sure we're going to take calls. But shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Do you feel like Final Five voting is too complicated? Or is it something that you think that we should work towards? And so, just briefly, how this works is it's an open primary. So right now, if you think about it, how we do our primary system, there's a Democratic primary and there's a Republican primary. And the person from each party who gets the most votes in the primary is the one who then is on the general ballot in the fall. And there's one from each party. And then there's independent or third party people who can sometimes get on the ballot. And this new scenario, everyone, no matter their party, would be on the same ballot in the primary.
So Democrats, Republicans, independents,
Everyone. And there isn't just the top Democrat and just the top Republican. So the way I think about this is, let's say we were having a vote of Wisconsin's favorite food.
All right.
So there's 11 different people running. There's 11 different products that are food products that are running to be Wisconsin's favorite food. And they're not separated by, you know, meat versus dairy versus drink. It is just food. Everyone is together.
Everyone is the food.
So we got Brandy Old Fashioned is running.
That's a t-shirt.
This is an order of, this is an alphabetical order of what I chose.
You can
judge me on which Wisconsin foods I chose as the top 11. There's Brandy Old Fashioned's running. Brats are running. Cannibal Sandwiches are running. They're the underdog. Cheese curds are running. Colby cheese, because everyone's always trying to say that Colby cheese should be Wisconsin's cheese, and then it immediately gets pushed back. We got cream puffs, Culver's Butter Burgers, custard, General Custard, because there's debate over which custard is the best.
Yeah, don't go there.
Fish fry, Kringle, Miller High Life. Spotted Cow decided not to run, so it's just Miller High Life.
Wow.
So this is the open primary. Everyone who votes gets to vote for one.
Only one of the 11 foods.
You only get to one. We're not ranking yet.
Okay.
So if you were to vote, Greg.
Yeah.
What would be your favorite? To get out of the primary of those 11, who would you vote for?
Because it was the one that I can remember quickest, I'm going to go with Old Fashioned.
Okay, Old Fashioned.
I select a Colby cheese, and I just want to say Cannibal Sandwich needs a better PR team because they got a tough fight.
So that's as simple as it would be in the primary selection. You would go in, you would vote for, it's an open primary, everyone's on there, you vote for your favorite, and then of those, the top five go on to the general.
The top five foods.
So it could be five desserts, it could be five drinks, we don't have five drinks, but it's not by party or, in this example, food type.
Okay.
So, in this next example, so let's say, sorry for both of you, your favorites did not get through.
Bummer.
So this is rigged.
So the five that made it to the general are the Brandy Old Fashioned. Oh, so you used it to get through. Brandy Old Fashioned. Brats.
Okay.
Cheese curds.
Okay.
Fish fry. Miller High Life. So now, if we're voting, say it's November, we're voting in the general. Now, when you go in, you're not just voting for one. You're ranking those top five.
I have to put them in order of my my favorites.
Yeah. So in this order, Jane, Brandy Old Fashioned, Brats, Cheese Curds, Fish Fry, Miller High Life, 1 through 5.
I will go Brandy Old Fashioned,
okay.
Cheese Curds, Fish Fry. What am I missing?
Brats and Miller High Life.
Brats and Miller High Life.
Yeah, because you don't drink beer. And so I'm going to copy and paste this so I can remember your answers as well, Greg. What rank yours?
Fish Fry, Brats, Cheese Curds. What was... And the next one, and Miller High Life. So
Miller High Life's last.
Yeah.
Brandy Old Fashioned.
Brandy Old Fashioned, yeah.
Okay, so then that's your vote. Instead of voting for one, you rank five. And this way you know that your vote counts, because even if you're top, so like for Fish Fry for you, if they don't win,
yeah,
then your vote will get counted as far as your second preference.
Oh.
So what happens is, so let's say the votes come in, and for easy math, only 100 people voted. Brandy Old Fashioned got 5 votes. Brats got 20 votes. Cheese Curds got 25 votes. Fish Fry got 35 votes.
Ooh.
Miller High Life got 15. So in that scenario right now, no one has 50. No product has 50. Had any of those products had 50, like 50% or 50 votes, since there's only 100 votes, gotten just straight out that many people were like, this is our number one preference, boom, we have a winner. We have no reallocation of votes.
All right.
Instead, since the top earner so far is first preference only has 35, we take the bottom, which is Brandy Old Fashioned, which only got 5 votes, and we take those 5 votes and we look at who their second preference was, and we give those, we redistribute those. So now, because Brandy Old Fashioned had 1 vote for Brats, 2 votes for Cheese Curds, 1 vote for Fish Fry, 1 vote for Miller High Life, now everyone's total goes up of the 4 that are remaining. And we keep doing that. So in the next round, Miller High Life, no one still has 50. So the top Fish Fry now has 36 because they got 1 of Brandy Old Fashioned's votes. So now Miller High Life, lowest one. Their 16 votes get reallocated. And they look at their second preference. And so we keep going until we get 50. And so basically what happens is, people run campaigns instead of just pointing their finger and saying how bad that guy is. They want to run a more positive campaign, because if they're not going to be your first favorite, they at least want to be your second favorite.
Yeah.
I get it.
Do you?
I do.
How was that? Without the visuals, with just the verb, just words trying to explain it with food, how'd I do?
I think that was really great.
I enjoyed that lesson completely, but you know what? I'm serious. I like that. But here's the thing is, I understand why this confuses Jay Weber.
Oh. Meow. Meow.
I see you on Twitter X.
And so, yeah. So no one, you know, I think this is, the advantages of this, I think, are it cleans up our politics. It gets people's vote that it actually counts. It makes people accountable to the actual person who is the most popular ends up winning, versus in the system that we have now, you don't even need 50%. If there's 3 candidates, you don't need 50%.
Yeah.
What I do think is complicated, what complicates it right now in the way that this bill, I think, is being proposed, is that it would only be for federal seats. And so you're giving the opportunity for the clerks, they now have 2 election systems to run. So I feel, for me, I feel like if we're going to do this, it has to be all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Because it's already, our clerks are so overworked already and under-resourced that to have different voting machines, a different voting tabulation process, and not give them any more resources to actually do both, especially if you think about if we were magically going to be able to do this next year, that means, what we would do in the primary in August for all 8 congressional seats and both primaries for or a primary for a Senate seat would be different than all of the state legislative seats that would be up. And then same thing for the general, it'd be 2 different voting systems.
Yeah, that's a mess.
That to me, and other states have done it. Maine has done this. Alaska's done this. This was notorious last year when Sarah Palin did not get a congressional seat.
She couldn't believe it.
But I don't know. I'm going to pause there with a couple minutes that we have and see if we have any, do we get any texts or if we get any feedback on whether or not I did this well.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. From the 541, instead of ranked choice voting, would Mr. Weber be on board with majority winner 50% plus one and runoff elections?
I would have to ask him.
And then from the 608, final 4-5 voting is great. It stops us from being held hostage by the small fraction of a fraction that vote in August primaries. Decide elections in November with wider audiences, and let's have candidates that enough people are satisfied with. People can figure it out and will probably find it interesting. Again, that's the food explanation you gave, I think, is the clearest explanation that people can wrap their head around.
So I should make a video about it?
I think you should.
Is that a maternity leave project?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Greg, will you help me write some more jokes to go into it?
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, we'll continue to talk about this because I do think, I mean, I don't know how much legs this has because, like I said, I do think it's complicated to have two different systems running, but I don't think Final Five voting is complicated. So I reject the premise
that
Jay Weber says it's too confusing for voters. Like, voters are smarter than you give them credit for.
414, real quickly. Good morning. I don't like it because Republicans would never win.
There you go. All right. When we come back, listen to the sound for breaking glass because we're going to do it right now, actually. Breaking glass.
There it
is. Call now if you want to win $100 and be prepared to tell us what you're going to spend your $100 on. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You can't get enough.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Fry, along with Jane Matnair and Greg Bach. And listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now. Glass breaking. all right. Well, we have two callers on line, so there's still time for you to call 844-967-2789. This is when I have voluntarily given myself the very, very difficult job of asking you, how would you spend $100? And then we hear the first three callers, and then I have to make the choice, which
it's
has
tough.
Been tough. The
it's
last
tough
two
job.
Weeks we've done this has been very hard. But now I have Jane as a co-host, so I'm going to help. You have to help me.
Okay.
And Greg, you can help too if you want, but...
Gee, thanks.
It's a lot of responsibility. Do you want that kind of responsibility? I still feel guilt.
Me judging people and their decisions? Of course I love it.
All right. Well, call in. We still need one more caller, but we have two on the phone, 844-967-2789. Let's start with Tom from Grafton. Tom from Grafton, how would you spend $100 if he gave it to you today?
Well, my brother has a 9/11 birthday, and he's always said that since the tragedy of 9/11, you know, 20 some years ago, that it's ruined his birthday. So I'm making a point of taking him out actually this evening for a little birthday gathering, and I'm going to take him to a decent restaurant and stuff. So I would put the money towards that.
Nice.
And I have a nice gift for him too.
When you
that's the truth.
Do you have is it in Grafton, or what would be the restaurant of your choice?
It'll be on the south side of Milwaukee, the suburbs.
Okay, nice. You want to give him you want to give him a shout out as one of your favorite restaurants? It's okay if you don't.
The Packing House was very nice on Layton. Very, very good steak.
There you go.
That is a good steak place, Tom. Definitely.
There you go. Yeah. See, people recognize that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, so go ahead. Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Hang on, Tom. Don't hang up.
Don't hang up. Because we'll come back to the person that we choose to get your information. All right. Then we have Scott from Chicago. Scott from Chicago, how would you spend $100?
Morning.
Good morning.
I would actually give it to a friend of mine. She is a human trafficking survivor, and for the last 3 years for Thanksgiving, she has made Thanksgiving dinners for people in the community. Last year, she made, I think, upwards of 300 meals, and she was in the process of making food for about 2 weeks, and so I'd love to just give her that $100 to help go towards making those meals.
Wow.
Does she have a program or like something that we can plug as far as a website that where she people can find and contribute to her unbelievable generosity?
I don't think in that way, but she does have a business, Hero Bands, where she like makes wristbands for people who are encouraging, also employs human trafficking survivors, as well as making bands to encourage children that have been extracted from trafficking. Well, Herobands.com.
Herobands.com. Okay, I'll put that in the show notes today. Your friend sounds awesome. That is a great way to spend $100.
Scott. Yeah.
Stay in the line. Don't hang up. And then do we have one more?
No, I think the minute Scott said what he said, the third caller dropped off.
I'm sorry, but Scott's going to... That's tough to beat.
That's tough to beat.
That's tough to beat.
That's a tough one to beat. And we don't have another caller, so I think we're going to give it... I think we're going to give it to Scott because
yes.
Thanksgiving is coming up. Tom, I also totally appreciate that you want to take your brother out.
And for a nice dinner that's lovely.
This is so hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
I've been so impressed with people's generosity as far as how they want to spend, you know, how they would spend $100.
Yeah.
It's great to hear. It's hard to choose.
Yeah. No. I agree. I think everyone I've heard so far has always been like, I'm going to give it to someone else.
I know.
Or to an organization. Someone did text shoes.
I understand that sentiment. Yeah. I understand that sentiment, No.
So all Scott, right. Stay on the line.
Scott,
I'm going to talk to you.
Tom, thank you so much for calling.
Have a lovely dinner.
And still take out your brother because that is lovely and he deserves to enjoy his birthday.
For sure.
But this also, just a reminder, this comes as the Auto Glass Now, which offers faster, reliable, and convenient service. Visit the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard today.
Generous.
We still have two more. You have to do this next week.
I know.
Are you going to keep the same question?
It's so hard. It is. Nobody wants to play judge, you know, and jury, except for Greg.
It sounds like
Greg
does.
I do. But even when Scott called, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's it. Okay. All right.
We're doing this for two more weeks.
Yep. And again, this is all because of their generosity.
This is all because of Auto Glass Now. And I asked, I was like, is this not a gift card for to use services from Auto Glass Now? It's just $100.
I wonder if maybe they ask themselves the question, like it's almost like an experiment to say, we want to give these away. We want to know what people are. Well, that was your idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they, because I just, the idea that so far everyone has been generous with it. No one has said like, I mean, even if you said I'm going to pay for my child's what's and whatever, it's still a generosity. No one's saying, I'm going out in the town and having drinks for everyone.
I think that says something about our listeners, though, which I take pride in.
Absolutely. Yes, it does. It is very reflective.
And refreshing.
Yes.
And I was trying to think of another R-E word and I couldn't think of it. We'll blame the baby.
Refracting.
I'll end on this story. So it was National Voter Registration Day this week. And I made a couple TikToks about it that very much flopped as far as what video, compared to videos sometimes I post. This one was, no one was very interested. So I'm a little jealous. For a lot of reasons, most of the time, but today, while I had I think 500 people saw my video, go register. Taylor Swift.
Oh dear.
Is responsible for 35,000 new registered voters.
Wow.
And a Taylor Swift Instagram post drove record-breaking web traffic to vote.org this week and helped the site register more than 35,000 new voters. And it's just another example of her influence,
yes,
to say the least,
yes,
on American life between the economy and now the voter base. So I will say I'm a little jealous of that that influence. And I'm a little sad. I don't think I inspired as many people to register to vote this week. But thank you, Taylor, because that's pretty cool.
Hey, 500, at least 500 people saw it. Maybe all of them registered.
There you go.
Don't check their registration.
Let's look at the bright side.
That is
don't
not.
Don't compare yourself to the biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah, that you're setting yourself up for a bad day.
All right. Well, when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for a public service announcement. If you have any health questions, text them in now. Call them in now, 844-967-2789. And then after that, at 11:30, we will talk to Paul Noonan for some sports. Stay tuned. We got a lot left. This is Ask Us Wisconsin. Nothing is better than you.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A week into a limited walkout at three major car assembly plants, United Auto Workers are now expected to expand their big three strike targets later this morning. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
This week was a shot across the bow, says Sam Fiorani of Auto Forecast Solutions. Most of the 20,000 vehicles lost from production can be made up.
Bronco buyers are going to wait for the Broncos. Wrangler buyers, they actually have a lot on dealer lots.
The real pain would come if the strike expands to big pickup plants, car makers' cash cows.
About 45 miles northwest of New York City,
a bus chartered by the Farmingdale High School band landed in a ravine after rolling down an embankment 2 hours northwest of New York.